Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is September the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 37 to 39. God vindicates His holy name through us. We read in Ezekiel chapter 39 verses 7 and 8 like this. The word of God through the prophet Ezekiel. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them my holy name anymore. Then the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done, says the Lord God. This is the day of which I have spoken. When we read through the previous chapters of Ezekiel until now, we can understand that it was God's concern for His holy name that would cause Him to bring the Jewish exile to an end and put His spirit in His people. Through this, God will teach Israel and the nations that He is the Holy One in Israel and would vindicate His holy name on that day. Unlike our use of names as labels of reference, God's very essence is bound up in His holy name. God promised to act to save a holy remnant for the honor and glory of His name. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 21 describes a real concern of God as He says like this, "But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations wherever they went." Since God had made Israel His special people and they had transgressed the covenant, their actions caused God's name to be profaned in the sight of all the nations around them. This is one of the primary reasons that God would intervene in their salvation. As we read in Ezekiel chapter 36 verses 22 to 24 like this. Thus says the Lord God, "It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land." God unilaterally acts on behalf of His people Israel so that the nations will know that He is the Lord and that His name is holy, and so that Israel will know that He is their God. The name of God was His self-disclosure and was closely linked to His attributes and the covenant relationship to His people. It was more than just a means of verbal identification. It was closely linked to His character itself. God's name is concrete as His character. As we read in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 like this, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." The name of God is holy. God is holy. God has chosen Israel before to bear His name and has promised to make them holy for the glory of His name. As Psalms 23 verse number 3 says, "The reason He guides us for in His righteous paths is for the sake of His name." As we read the verse like this, "He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." God vindicates His holy name in and through us. As we ask God to fulfill His holy purposes in our lives, let us think about Jesus' high priestly prayer for His followers, in which we find the heart of God for His people. We read this in the Gospel of John chapter 17 verses 4 to 6 like this. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to His heavenly Father, "I have glorified You on the earth. I have finished the work which You have given Me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Me together with Yourself, with the glory which I had with You before the world was. I have manifested Your name to the men whom You have given Me out of the world." Let us live lives that are worthy to bear the name of our Lord Jesus Christ before an unbelieving world. And we can do that by following the commandment that Jesus has given us in John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35. "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."